Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman issued a statement yesterday in response to the news that 10 feet of roadway on Highway 101 at the last chance grade had fallen away. Motorists will now be subject to 10 to 20 minute delays around the clock while repair work is performed to stabilize the roadbed. Huffman said he will come to the North Coast in April to visit the site and meet with stakeholders. He also said that a permanent solution for the issue is a top priority. Huffman said in an email that he has been in contact with both Caltrans and federal highway officials to expedite the need for funding for a long-term solution. If the roadway completely fails, it will cut off the north-south access to Del Norte County and areas north and would result in the loss of hundreds of millions of dollars to the local economy each year. State Senator Mike McGuire said that a contractor has been secured to do the work of driving piles into the mountainside and that the work will take at least a month. The failing roadway at Last Chance Grade isn't the only serious infrastructure issue in the region. Humboldt County has issued two disaster declarations due to impacts from the winter weather, and money for road repairs has been requested. In Mendocino County, officials are collecting information from local community services districts, city governments, tribal councils, and special service districts about damage suffered in the past 2 months. Private property owners and businesses are also encouraged to send in damage reports, although they currently aren't eligible for disaster relief funds. Jordan Christmas has news from the Fortuna Police Department.
The Fortuna Police Department is searching for a male suspect who robbed the Chevron gas station on Main Street on Wednesday morning. The masked suspect walked into the store concealing what appeared to be a handgun in his jacket and then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. The suspect was last seen running south on 9th Street, and while officers did recover the suspect's mask and some cash that was dropped, they could not locate the suspect in the immediate area. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. That armed robber in Fortuna is not the only one wanted by Fortuna police. It was last Thursday when a man and woman walked into a downtown business in Fortuna and robbed the place at gunpoint. Fortuna PD has identified the suspects as 24-year-old Alex Church and 29-year-old Kathleen Lane, both of whom are well known to local law enforcement. The pair remain at large, and anyone with information about either incident is asked to contact authorities. A GoFundMe page set up by the family of Elizabeth Palmer reached its goal yesterday of raising $20,000 to be used for the funerals of Palmer and her two daughters who drowned in the Klamath River after their vehicle left the roadway in snowy conditions near Orleans Sunday night. Palmer was driving with her husband, Jose Chavez, in the passenger seat when she lost control and the car left the roadway and rolled down an embankment into the river. Chavez managed to escape and make it back to the roadbed where he flagged down help. Local news outlets report that yesterday a volunteer diver and Orleans volunteer firefighters were able to locate the car and confirm that Palmer was still inside. The vehicle was secured to the bank and recovery efforts will remove it from the river. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Tuesday morning, the sheriff's office received a 911 call from a man who said that he and two companions had gotten stuck in the snow in the Waterman Ridge area near Willow Creek. Using GPS information from his cell phone, the location of the stranded trio was determined, and sheriff's deputies attempted to reach the scene, but were initially turned back by downed trees in the roadway. Caltrans cleared the trees, and the deputies continued on until deep snow halted their progress once again. Special Services deputies with the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, as well as from Trinity County, were called to the scene. They were able to reach the stranded party and bring them to safety. All three were in good condition. A call for help from a pair of lost hikers yesterday afternoon didn't have as much drama. The call came in at just before 1 o'clock, and the caller reported that he and a companion had gone hiking in a wooded area behind First Road in McKinleyville and gotten lost. Once again, GPS played its role in providing a location, and sheriff's deputies were able to reach the scene, contact the men, and lead them out of the wooded area on foot. Six men have been arrested in connection with the homicide of Jeff Settler at his remote property near Laytonville last November, and a seventh, Garberville man Gary Blank III, remains at large. Five of those six suspects, Zach Worcester, Gary Fitzgerald, Abdirahman Mohammed, Mike Kane, and Jesse Wells, were in a Mendocino County courtroom for a preliminary hearing on Tuesday. The sixth, Freddie Gastel, is waiting extradition from Virginia to California. The Ukiah Daily Journal reports that Judge Richard Henderson has set April 24th as a date for a plea hearing. The men are all expected to plead not guilty. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.